Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hopefully everyone is having a wonderful day today. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, thank you on this morning. We just say thank you. Bless your name, God. And we just thank you for your word. And we thank you that we are amongst the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we are starting chapter 4 in the book of John today, and it is a very exciting chapter. Up to this point in chapter 1, Jesus was establishing relationships with the disciples. In chapter 2, it was a miracle at the wedding feast, and that was his relationship. It was a symbolic relationship between him and the church. And then in chapter 3, he was having a conversation with a religious man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus. And now we come to chapter 4, where he is breaking more barriers. He is breaking a gender barrier, he is breaking a social barrier, and a racial barrier by talking to the Samaritan woman at the well. Let's start in verse 7 of chapter 4 of the book of John. And it says, "There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy food. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest ask of him, and he would have given thee living water." So Jesus is having this conversation with this woman. She is a Samaritan, which means she is half Jewish and half Gentile. She is a woman, and he is speaking to her in the middle of the day. And up above those scriptures, it says it's about the sixth hour, which means it's around noon. He is talking to her in the middle of the day, out in the open. Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans, and here she is, a woman, and he is speaking with her. And when I think about that, I think about barriers here, when he is breaking these barriers. We have many barriers in our culture today. You know, even me speaking and talking about the Word of God, to some, may be offensive. Oh, what is that woman doing talking about the Word of God? She's not supposed to be teaching men, because there are men that are part of this podcast. There are other barriers. There are racial barriers in this world that we are still dealing with. And there are social barriers. There are gender barriers, places where we still are not comfortable. Interracial relationships are still kind of looked at in a strange way. But Jesus said, and I love it, we didn't read it, but let's go to verse 4 of that same chapter. He said, "And I must needs go through Samaria. I'm sorry. He had a need. There was a need. He knew this woman was going to be there. And that's what I love about God, is that he knows our needs and he makes it a point to come and visit us. There are things that have happened in our lives and he comes and visits us and he makes it a point to stop by. And he does it in many different ways. It could be a call from someone. It could be a word that someone talks to you and speaking to you at a grocery store. Just ironically, out of the blue, they tell you what you need to hear. There are, you know, maybe a call on the phone, like I said, maybe something that just happens right at the right time that gives you that hope. And that is God. He gives us hope. And he was giving this woman hope. Let's go on to verse 11. After he tells her, tells the woman, if you would know, if you knew who was asking you for this drink, you would ask me. And so that's in verse 10. So let's look at verse 10 quickly before we go to verse 11. You would ask me for living water. That living water he's talking about is the Holy Spirit. And he says it again in verse 14. But he's talking about the Holy Spirit. I remember before I had a relationship with God, there was a sort of emptiness. Even though, you know, things may have been going fine in my life as far as, you know, fine should go as we classify being fine. Jobs and homes, health and strength, you know, people we know that love us and all those kind of things. relationships are intact and all that. But there was still something missing. And when I began to study the Word of God and have a relationship with God, that emptiness left. And that is what he's saying here. He's saying the water I'm talking about is not literal drinking water. It is the Holy Spirit. It is what your soul is lacking. It is that emptiness you feel. Now let's go to verse 11. The woman saith unto him, Sir, hast thou nothing to draw with? And the well is deep. From whence thou hast this, that living water? She's saying, you don't have a bucket. I'm here with my bucket to draw water. You have nothing. What is this living water you're talking about? And then she goes on to verse 12. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? So she's saying, Jacob is our father. She knows where she comes from. She knows that she is part Jewish, but she also knows the Jews don't like them. And she mentions Jacob, and she says, even Jacob drank from this water, but he had a bucket to draw from, and he gave unto his cattle, and you don't have a bucket. And verse 13, Jesus says, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. And that is the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to tell you, once you receive the Holy Spirit of God, things go on in your life, and you may have trials and tribulation, and you may have suffering, and there may be things you are confused about and trouble, but you have a certainty within your spirit that you are connected with God, and He is your source, and you can go to Him, and that well of water, that Spirit is springing up within you, and it gives you that strength, and it gives you that holy boldness to go to the Lord and say, I need help. You receive help, and you are able to go on. One of my favorite scriptures is, look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. And there are times when you are feeling down, you are feeling discouraged, you are feeling depressed, but look up, for God is with you. He said, don't hang your head down. Look up, for the Lord is your strength. And you can call upon Him, and that is that well of water springing up, and that hope, and that feeling of everlasting life that I'm going to be okay. This too shall pass. I'm going to be okay. Now, I'm going to stop right there. I know we are in the middle of a thought. We will come back to the book of John on tomorrow. May you be blessed and have a wonderful God-blessing type of day. In Jesus' name, amen.